This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Because it's Thursday, today we got weekly jobless claims from the Labor Department. Initial claims, those filing for benefits for the first time, fell to 166,000, the lowest level in more than 50 years. And that's on top of last week's strong March jobs report, which revealed that we added 431,000 jobs back in the economy. That brings the unemployment rate to a pandemic low of 3.6%, very close to where we were before the pandemic. But now, hear me out here. Is it possible for that number to drop too much? Marketplace's Christian Schwab starts us off trying to find the answer.
Let's answer a bunch of questions right off the bat here. Like, can we ever reach an unemployment rate that's too low? David Wessel is an economist at the Brookings Institution.
It sounds strange, but the answer is yes, we can.
Okay, so what is considered too low?
It is very difficult to put a number on that.
Okay, let's look at the last number we got. In March, the unemployment rate was 3.6%. Is that too low?
I don't think we really know.
Wessel isn't being dodgy here. It's hard for economists to say definitively whether unemployment is too low at any given time. And it's true we're experiencing some hallmarks of low unemployment, a tight labor market, rising wages, and inflation. But, and this is a big but, we are also still experiencing the economic effects of the pandemic. It's why Elizabeth Ananot, an economist at Barnard College, says the unemployment rate does not paint the whole jobs picture.
You know, we still have a lot more people out of the job market who would like jobs.
Women, for example, are returning to work, but participation rates are still below what they were before the pandemic. And in general, Ananot says the job market itself has changed.
We're just in a bit of a disequilibrium, and we're trying to figure out what a post-COVID economy looks like.
Which means more and more, economists are wondering if the unemployment rate tells us what we think it does. Plus, if we just focus on that one number, we lose sight of all the details. For instance, unemployment among Black workers in March was 6.2%. That's almost double that of white workers. Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute says studies show that if the overall unemployment rate drops low enough,
even those gaps start to erode a little bit.
It's why he says some benefits of really low unemployment could outweigh the problems. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.